Hello everyone, Sam McClary here, editor of EG, and welcome to the EG Property Podcast. This episode's interview has been recorded as part of our Future of Cambridge event and features Mark Sherburn-Davis, a director of House by Urban Splash and the man in charge of delivering more than 400 homes in North Stoke, Cambridge. Now, you may have actually watched this interview as a live Q&A on Twitter. If you did, you'll know that there were one or two technical difficulties, but nothing that we at EG and Mark at Urban Splash can't handle. And through the magic of a little editing, I can now bring you this great conversation with Mark via the medium of podcast. Hoorah! However, my magic isn't quite of the David Blaine proportions, so the audio is not quite as clear as you've come to expect from a studio-recorded EG Property podcast. But in the world of remote live broadcasts with increasingly dodgy internet, I think it's pretty damn good. And Mark is a font of knowledge, and the chat is very interesting, so I know you'll enjoy it. That means it's probably time for me to shut up and just let you listen in. So here's Mark, answering my first question about how Urban Splash's North Stoke project can help provide a solution, or at least help towards a solution, for Cambridge's biggest problem, affordability.
It's almost a unique issue here because it's not the economy driving this, and the economy is going to remain strong with all of the high tech. You know, pharma tech, R&D really is going to be where people invest money. And with that, you need the people to work there all the way through to key workers, and then affordability issues become crucial. And as we know, Cambridge is hugely expensive. So I can only really talk about our piece of North Stoke in-home, but it's 406 homes and 60% shared ownership or affordable. That's a big percentage by anyone's estimate. And the split there is 163 will be starter homes or shared ownership. So they're effectively discounted homes. And what we are hoping is to make that product available to key workers. And there will be 81 affordable homes, which are affordable rent, which we looked after by South Cambridge District Council. And of that 406, only 162 are private sale. So that gives you an idea of the split. And I think that's the world we're going into, where developers are going to have to be much more agile at delivering the affordable homes in a way that we've not done before. There's a perception developers make lots of money, and actually the harsh reality is the margins are getting tighter and tighter. So developers are going to have to be much more agile and clever in the way that they deliver. And as we said, if we've got 60% of our homes at in-home are shared ownership and affordable. So that really puts pressure on the 162 private sales from a financial point of view. And you can't just raise the prices on 162 private sale homes because they'll never sell, which means you have to be much cleverer around the affordable product. And I think I was trying to say that 41 of the homes at North Stoke will be starter homes, and they are hugely reconfigurable. So you can expand as a family grows, you can move walls, you can move bathrooms. And that's inherent in our design. And another key piece is that we are the speed at which we can put our houses up gives us a real advantage as well. So it's less exposure on site time. In theory, that improves the profile of our interest payments on the site, so we can build quicker, which all helps enormously. And I think if you start to think like in the days when manufacturing in the car industry really took hold, Henry Ford was a huge step, but it was actually later when companies like VW and Lada started to really mass produce the people's car. And there are similarities here that we're designing beautiful homes. I think everyone agrees that we've won so many awards. I don't think we have to sell that too hard. They stand for themselves in terms of the quality. But the more you make, the more efficient it gets, and the more options you get. So I think there are some clues in there. And we're incredibly excited about North Stoke. Our first phase has started on site. Our show home, which to be fair will be for the open market, the first ones will be private sales, opens this weekend. But I think what I'd love people to go and look at is the configurator online. So you go to our website and there is a configurator, and I think it's industry leading, and it's better than many of the car industry configurators, where you can actually play around with your house, move furniture around, move walls around, and choose the house you want. And hopefully this will be available to all of our products.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about MMC and the role that that has? You mentioned the house concept, the role that that has in solving some of Cambridge's biggest sort of social problems, I suppose, and whether you are hopeful that you'll see even more of that coming through in Cambridge.
The key to me is quality of design. So we're able, at a very similar price point, to deliver a very high standard of living. And that will roll out to our affordable homes as much as to the open market. Now, I don't want to be disingenuous, but you tend to, because of the pricing structure, the way that the finance is set up, the affordable homes often can be dumbed down, very simple boxes, not beautiful homes. You can have, and for us, that's a key component. We want the affordable homes to be as beautiful as the open market homes. It should almost be tenure blind. When you walk around one of our developments, you can't really tell what's open market and what is shared ownership. The awards we've just won for North Stoke probably give an indicator of we're setting our stall out in Cambridge. You know, it's a standard we want to achieve and go forward with. But a really important part of this is not just the design of the homes. It's the design of the environment around. And I think, you know, talking to the Grosvenor guys and listening and to the planning teams, you know, everyone wants a great place to live. And this is fundamental. We can't keep building in the centre of Cambridge. So as we move out to the surrounding areas, what makes it great? And the areas around Cambridge are beautiful and they have a real history. And I think the whole of North Stowe really plays on that history. And it's about pocket parks, about, you know, having lakes, about parkland, green setting, shrubbery, trees, a maturity of that landscape. And that's incredibly important to the whole well-being and high standard of living. So from our side, it's bringing those two together. And I think the last piece I bring into that is, as most people know, we've got a joint venture with Sekisui Home, who Japan's biggest house builder. I think there's nothing new to these guys. They've been doing this for 30 years. And they've been producing fantastic homes that over the years just get better and better. They get more efficient. But a key component of those homes are the green credentials and sustainable credentials. And we really want to bring that in into North Stoke. And that's something we're looking at now, is how can we weave into the rich story we have around in-home the Sekisui approach to sustainable living.
Excellent. And I want to bring in a question from one of our audience members, actually, which is around sustainability. So it's a question that asks, what emphasis will be put upon sustainability within the built environment in order to reach the government's net carbon zero goal? So really keen to know what you're doing at North Stowe.
I'll be very frank. I mean, it's a huge target, and does anyone know how to get there? There's no easy answer. It's going to be a combination of lots of things. And as working together, to be honest, we're obviously meeting the government targets. So, you know, some of the headlines, 10% energy provided by on-site renewables, with 25% improvements on 2010 building regs. They're all great steps, but they're not good enough. And I think you've got to look at the bigger picture. And I hope I don't get into trouble for this, but, you know, for many of our homes, we're still providing two car parking spaces. Well, that's not sustainable. You know, we're still putting gas boilers in. That's not sustainable. So we have to really all look very hard at how we break the mold and have a paradigm shift, because we will pay lip service to a target that we never achieve. And I don't think we live in a world where we can afford to do that. So I think we're all making big strides in the right direction, but we need to be much more unified in the reality of getting there.
Fantastic, thank you. And then I've got three questions here from Ashok Shah, actually, from the Ashfords Partnership. I'm just being a little bit greedy, but we'll let them off. So I'm gonna just give one of them to you for now, because I want to make sure we get plenty of questions in. And they ask, what is your view regarding the impact of on the pricing of the property market?
Well, it's I think there are many questions in that one question. The property market overall, I won't even begin to try and answer that. Property market in Cambridge, I mean, it's terrifying. We know that you're almost paying a London premium in Cambridge. I think it's true in Oxford as well. But these are going to be cities of the future, so we need to think very hard about that. Trying to build in the central Cambridge is going to get you the same answer, that the land prices are going to be high. So I think, you know, at North Stowe, we're talking about 10,000 homes. That is a huge, huge contribution to housing. And it is most of it's ex-ministry land, military land, airfields, army bases. So that's a great way of reusing a site. And building new communities. And of course, we've got the bus route, the automated bus route linking into Cambridge. That's already there and invested in, which all then becomes part of the overall picture of how something becomes more sustainable, because it means you can live in an outlying town which has wonderful green areas around it, fantastic healthy living, but you can hop on a bus that runs back and forward into Cambridge with a minimal carbon footprint. And that has to be the way forward. So if you imagine we're the first, you know, we're the pioneers here with other developers at North Stoke, but 10,000 homes, that is one massive settlement. And I think that's the way forward, because market forces, the more you have, the prices should come down. And the prices will be lower out here anyway. There's no question of that. The prices we will be looking to achieve, and as others have achieved, will be lower than in central Cambridge. And I think that's a big step in the right direction.
And a question from Simon Hughes from Norfolk County Council, actually, which is trying to look at Cambridge as an engine, I suppose. So he asks, how do we secure the wider regional benefits and growth by using Cambridge as this real engine?
Well, I think, the word I used is pioneers, and it's about building confidence. I've been involved in Monmouth's construction for 15, 20 years. And every time I used to mention at the beginning that, people said, yes, but you can never afford it. And it takes pioneers like Ray O'Rourke, who, you know, built the factory. He went, I'm not going to get any traction here unless I do something radical. So he built a factory, about 100 million investment. And then we started putting schools and hospitals through it. And that was a game changer, because it went from you can't do it to you can do it. And the more you do, the more affordable it becomes. And then the more confidence people have in it. The initial problems we had there were people didn't like the idea of concrete, because they kept going back to prefabricated concrete buildings, which, of course, technology has moved on massively. So it is about building confidence. And I think it's all credit to Cambridge and having this vision. In North Stowe in particular, but then allowing come forward and build primarily with modern methods of construction, and that it will set a benchmark, and once it's there and you can see the quality, then that will change people's hearts and minds, and that's what it's about. So the answer to people in areas around, come and see it, it's for real, we're building it. Go online, look at what we're doing. Look at what we've done in already. You know, we're not testing something out here new. We've done it in Manchester successfully. We've done it in Port Loop in Birmingham, which is a stunning example of how you deliver the townhouse in an urban environment on what was a terrible site. You would never have thought of putting something so beautiful there. But of course, it's very close to the centre of Birmingham, and I think again here, you know. It takes people to be pioneers, and that is Urban Splash, Tom Bloxam, it's leadership. It's about, we'll go first, we'll set the standard, and then people will see what that can really achieve.
It's a great word to use around real estate, isn't it? And people who have the misfortune of having to listen to me will know I go on about the industry's perception quite a lot, and how I think sometimes it doesn't give itself the boost that it needs. And talking of yourselves as pioneers, I think is a great thing to do. There are a lot of people in real estate who are doing really wonderful things. There's another side too, but we won't talk of them today. But that, you know, thinking of your role as pioneering leads to great development, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, it goes. If you'd said to people in Britain 10 years ago that we'd be building houses and factories and putting them on site, the reaction would have been very negative generally. You know, people saying, well, I don't want my house building in a factory. I want it building traditionally. And so you've got to change perceptions, and that takes a pioneering spirit. But, you know, we're not the only ones here that, you know, everyone around us is a pioneer in a way. And it's about bringing that all together for the greater good. I think there was a really interesting question that I saw that came in yesterday, and it was about how do you best enable small SMEs, because they often get left out in these bigger developments. And I think actually there should be a place for the smaller SMEs to bring creative thinking, to show how added value can be brought. You know, we need a diverse supply chain. You know, it needs all of us to push this agenda forward.
Now, I know we've only got a few minutes left, and Mark, you just talked about one of your favourite questions that came in. One of my favourite questions that came in was a question from, let me find it, where has it gone? A question from Leon Tootle from Housebots. I think people can probably guess what the question's going to be about, but he asks, do you anticipate seeing more robots, cobots and drones working in tandem with humans on construction sites in the near future?
Yes. Simply.
Can you elaborate?
And it's yes, because look at the steps forward. So if you ignore what we're doing and look at the industry generally, there are big moves in automation on site. That there are huge strides in that part. That sort of computerization is only one step away from the robot piece. And robot technology, as we know, is moving radically forward. Where we deal with it every day is, of course, within the factory. You again, imagine or go back to imagining what it's like in a car factory. The Japanese led this, Toyota, but the automation there from the 70s through to now, the progress is enormous. And production lines are massively automated, and that then ties into a fear for loss of jobs. But actually, if you go to, you know, the automated plants still need people and will always need. Maybe some of the skills are different. So yes, it will become an ever increasing piece of our lives, and I think the what I'd like to say to people is try and embrace it, try and adopt it in a safe way, and I mean in a safe way for your business, but try and take small risks, take small steps, because that is how we make progress.
And final question, I suppose this morning has all been about the future of Cambridge, so I'd love to know from you what future you would like to see for Cambridge.
Well, I'd love to see 10,000 homes built. That'll be a long time. All heading towards carbon neutral. I think this could be first of many. We can't keep building on the edges. We can't keep moving outwards. So we have to make the most of what we have in the middle. But for me, it's making a North Stowe a huge success. And part of that, just the last little one there I'll add in is, you know, my favorite question is, well, how do you involve people? And a key piece is actually engaging and talking to them really seriously and taking their views on board at an early stage and threading that in. And we're doing that now. I'm sure all the other major developers are. You don't do it at the beginning for planning and then walk away and build. You go through a whole dialogue, but you keep that dialogue going as the community builds. Because, of course, in North Stowe, in InHome, the community is probably about 40 people at the moment, which are mainly construction people. We now have a show home, sales pavilion where you can see the show homes and you can interact with them in live view. Those people in there will come from the local area. Interact with them. Tell them what you want. Tell them what works for you. Share your concerns. So building sustainable environments in every respect, I think, is how I see the future. And making North Stowe a huge success so that it as a whole, it wins awards, recognised as a great contribution to Cambridge.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with that. And we will be sure to keep you on your toes and make sure that you follow through.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the EG Property Podcast. And don't forget, if you want to keep up with all the latest news, views, analysis and research that the EG Group has to provide, sign up to all of our property podcasts and subscribe to Radius Data Exchange for unlimited access to all of our content and comprehensive commercial real estate data.